Hello, and welcome to another episode of Reflections. I'm your girl, Nadine Edwards. Thank you for joining, and I hope this episode will be uplifting and inspiring to your soul like water in a desert place. Speaking of desert, today I want to share with you on the topic, if the desert could dance. We are just over 1 month into a new year, and whether or not you're in the habit of making New Year resolutions, at the start of the year, like me, you perhaps thought about the previous year and what you love to see happen for you in this new year. Perhaps indebtedness is weighing you down and you would love to become debt-free. Perhaps you became jobless at some point and you're actively seeking employment and hope that this is the year for you. Perhaps you'd love to start your family with your partner, or better yet, find the partner so you can start your family. Perhaps you have a drinking and or smoking habit that you'd love to kick. Perhaps you love to overcome sadness and depression that came as a result of a broken relationship, loneliness, or the loss of a loved one. Perhaps you're in a relationship that you know you're not supposed to be in, and this year you would love to break free from this relationship, but you somehow don't have it figured out yet. Maybe you have a health issue and you're hoping that this year will be much better for you. For me, when I sat down on January 1 and did my reflection on the previous year, I have to tell you I had mixed feelings. I would be ungrateful if I told you that last year wasn't a blessing for me, because who would have thought that I would have had the opportunity to see 4 other countries outside of Germany in 1 year. They say be careful what you pray for, because you just might get it. Some years ago, I used to pray and ask God to give me the opportunity to see parts of Europe and other places in the world, if it's His will. And He made that possible last year for me. He gave me the opportunity to see Amsterdam in the Netherlands and learn that it is among the top 5 countries in Europe where bike riding, and by that I mean bicycle, is a huge part of their culture, and that the Netherlands is where the beer Heineken is made that Jamaican folks love to drink. When we visited Naples in Italy, I learned that pizza was a poor man's food up until 1889, when King Umberto I and Queen Margherita decided to try it and enjoyed it. And since then, pizza became a popular fast food across the world. I learned in France that they produce over 1,500 cheese. And in Belgium, I learned that they are still under the king and queen monarchy up until this day. And Dutch is what they speak, just like the Netherlanders next door to them. So traveling was good and fun for me. But when I thought about my life, where career is concerned, I became despondent. While I understand that I'm still integrating into a new society and learning a new language, and was able to discover a little more about myself on the creative side as I helped support my friend's business, I felt that at this stage of my life, I should have been more established already. The burden I carry is not so much about owning a home and driving a nice car and acquiring a degree. That is not it. It's about finding and living my purpose through work and service to God and mankind. Because here's the thing, no matter how much you have and how many places you have traveled and how many properties you own, if you're not living your purpose, you'll always be a void in your heart. Some choose to ignore it, others choose to contemplate it. I thought about the many years I spent in my work life, 12 of which were spent in banking, which I consider an important sector to be in, since finance is an inevitable sector in the human existence. So I thought, being in the financial sector, my career would have took off already. I spent 6 years in 2 universities. So I'm asking myself, was all this in vain? Of course, yeah, I know that there are early and late bloomers. I am a late bloomer. Of course, I know everybody will not make it at the same pace and in the same pattern of what constitutes success. But my age was an intimidating factor, I have to admit. I was literally having a conversation with God at this point, and I can't seem to shake those unkind words my father said to me years ago when I was a teenage girl that seemed to be like a rope that keeps holding me back. You will not amount to anything good. Before I go any further, let me just say this. Whether you believe it or not, the word you speak can either make or break others. I have grown to become very careful of how I use my words, especially to those who care for me and who I care about. Proverbs 18:21 reminds us that life and death are in the power of the tongue. So while I was there talking to God, every day through my email, the verse of the day will come through from the YouVerse Bible app. And so I checked it, and Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19 was the text of January 1, 2022. And when I saw it, I said, but wait, this was the very text that came through January 1, 2020. Before I share what took place then, here's what the text says. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. So here was God responding to my cry, the cry of my heart. Listen, Nadine, forget the past. Forget what your father said to you. Forget what you didn't accomplish. I am doing a new thing. He didn't say, I'm going to do a new thing. He says, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm going to make a way where there seems to be none. Because to make a way in the desert where water is not familiar is like making a way where there seems to be none. So he was saying to me, I'm making a way for you where there seems to be none. I took this word personally, and I believe God. You know why? I got to know him through his word, because there's no other way that we can truly know God. Yes, nature teaches us about the creator to some extent, but when you read the word, you get to understand that it is impossible for him to lie. He's not like a man that he should lie. And anything he says in his word, you can stand on it and bank on it. And that has been my experience over these 20 years. I have so much to share, and as time goes by, you'll understand. And so when he spoke these words, 2020 came back to me, because this was a very text. For those of you who have the app, you'll recall that this very text came through January 1, 2020. And so I began to think, what happened for me in 2020 that was new and was outside of my thinking? When we talk about the year 2020, many of us immediately recall it was the year when COVID-19 invaded our lives unexpectedly, suddenly, and restricted our freedom of movement, brought financial instability for some, brought emotional instability for others. Some persons' health were impacted. Different things happened in 2020. It was a year of confusion and chaos. People in fear and anxiety were running back to their homelands. Some had to do it by default. I was no different. For me, the conviction came that it was time for me to leave the US. It was a message God drove home in my heart that this is not the place I want for you to be. This is not the plan I have for you. And so I had to make the decision to go back home. Did I want to go back to Jamaica? No. Don't get me wrong, I love my country. It's still beautiful. I do miss my friends and family, and of course there are ways to keep in touch. But Jamaica for me was not the place that I felt safe. And at the time, things were economically bad. But I had no choice, so I thought. So I started making plans. A part of me, I have to admit, wanted to stay in the US and suck it up. But when you get a conviction about something, do not fight it. Follow your gut. I could not immediately fly back to Jamaica because of the flight restrictions. So I booked my flight and had to register through a COVID management app that I was coming back and just wait. While I was waiting, I had the opportunity to sell my car and furniture and handle the lease that I had. And during all of that, God was working. I say to you, if you acknowledge God's sovereignty in your life, He will work for you and fight for you in ways outside of yourself and in ways you cannot detect. Here's the new thing he was doing. I had started dating this guy close to the end of 2019. Matter of fact, I met him one day after my birthday. He has been living in California for 10 years, and when the pandemic hit, he decided to go back to his homeland in Germany. So he flew out on the 10th of March, and when he landed on the 11th and switched from airplane mode, he got an instant message that the US shut down on the very day he left. Even though he was no longer living in the US, he kept in touch from Germany. And one evening when he called, which was in the AM for him, he said to me, "I know you're troubled about going back to Jamaica, but I read something this morning about being on a journey, making a pit stop, and then reaching the actual destination. How about looking at it this way? Perhaps the US was a part of your journey, and now you'll make a pit stop in Jamaica before arriving at your final destination, Germany." With all that was happening with countries closing their borders, it never looked possible. But if God says He will send streams in the desert, you better believe it. It sounded like an unprecedented move. Remember, God said He was doing a new thing. Amidst the storm and the chaos, I kept my focus and began seeing this new idea becoming my reality. Many of you can recall things that you never knew would happen or could happened unprecedentedly in the year 2020. So I started the process toward that goal. I did what I needed to do on my part regarding the paperwork. I started the process in May before leaving in July. By the way, Germany is big on paperwork. If you don't have all your paperwork together, I mean all, you will be stuck until you do. Long story short, by December 3, I was in Germany. God was indeed doing a new thing. Doing is an action word. So when the text came, January 1, 2020, he says he was doing it. He had already started setting the plan in motion. He knew ahead of time that my friend would head back to his country and I would pit stop in Jamaica, then end up in Germany. God at the time was ensuring that the right people were in the right place at the right time to handle my paperwork to ensure a seamless transition. And when the time was right, God did what He promised. I put this to you today, that your situation is not impossible to God. He will make a way in your desert place where there seems to be no help. Help is coming. Believe that. God is doing a new thing for you. He is working it out behind the scenes, even as we speak. Your part is to be willing to obey and move in faith. Not everything is going to make sense to you, but just trust and obey. If your door has been closed, keep waiting, and while you wait, give thanks. Thank God for everything that He has done for you in the past, what He's doing for you in the present, and what He's going to do for you in the future. Some of you listening will have some doors closed on you soon. Do not be afraid. God will open up new doors for you. Know that nothing is impossible for Him. If you're not sure what will happen if that partner leaves or if you leave that partner, do not be afraid. God will make a way in that desert place. A text just came to my mind. Isaiah 41 verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. If you lose your job and you're highly indebted, do not despair. God will make a way where there seems to be none. I'm watching to see how this year will unfold for me, because this was the very same text God brought to my attention. And if you did something unprecedented in the year 2020, I believe it's going to come through for me this year one more time. So I am comforted, and I'm comforting you today with the words that God is doing a new thing for you. Put your hands in His, because it's the safest place to be right now, I tell you. So many chaotic things are happening. We do not know who to trust. God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in time of trouble. There's no other way, there's no other place to feel secure, to feel confident, but in God. Put your hands in His. God will certainly show up for you if you trust Him. Look not to the left or to the right, but look up. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. God bless you. I hope you were blessed, inspired from today's reflection. Please join me next week for another episode. Until then, stay blessed.